This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Vav Mishnah, hey, we're in the middle of the 48 ways of wisdom, 48 ways, the Torah's nickness, the 48 miles of Torah that you achieve and you acquire through learning Torah, because you need them to acquire the Torah, and then they become part of your Metzius. So the third one we're up to is now is Ba'arichos Sefosayim. Arichos Sefosayim means that you shall enunciate and pronounce and speak out the words that you say. And that is very, very important for a person to be able to declare the Torah. And that is because when you choise on your word, what you're learning, that's what first you learn. When you choise on what you're learning, and you speak it out, you enunciate it, and you have clarity of you speak it with clarity, it helps you to understand it and to remember it. The first you bring down, you should choise on your many times until the word should be like set forth in front of you and so clear on your lips, without any hesitation, without any delay. When is the Torah sweet, it's pleasant, that they're shmurim by you, as he says, they're held by you, they're watched by you, they're preserved by you, when will thou the words be taka secured and being watched by you and be probably be chelik of you, when you set them forth and you arrange them in your mouth through speaking it out, through enunciating it, and not to say it with hesitation or with any type of delay. And be'emes, that's what Chazal say. She had divrei Torah, the Gemara in Kiddush Daf Lamed. The Gemara learns in Daf Lamed that the Torah says, "Shinan tam v'nel." She had divrei Torah mechudadim beficha. The word should be mechudadim beficha. She's sharp and clear and mamish perfect in your mouth. She mishalcha adam. That's on ask you a question about your learning. Al tegamgen. Don't hesitate. Don't delay. Time alone. Answer. That's a very, very important thing. The person has to speak out what he's saying. And the fourth thing is Bebinas Halev, that the person has to have the understanding of the heart. That you have to think about what you're saying, learning. And with paying attention, deep penetrating attention to what you're saying, and have a deep understanding of what you're saying. That's the fourth kenyan. The fifth kenyan is the Sichlos Halev. The Sichlos Halev, which means intelligence. You have to have intelligence. So these two things are very similar. Binas Halev is standing and intelligence. Binas Halev is the ability to derive one thing from another. Sichlos Halev is the ability to predict what something will cause in the future. And before I should say, the Sichlos Halev is that you maskil, you have a hatzloch in your limud, to get down to the bottom of everything, to really have it clarified and understood on the deepest levels. The sixth thing is be'ema. Ema means you have to have a certain type of trepidation for your Rebbe. The person has to know that a rabbi you have to fear awe. Some learner, this means going on. Machzavitri is going on, fear of Hashem, awe of heaven. You'll be afraid to make a mistake. You make a mistake in your learning. If you don't really care what you do, so then, but if you care and you Chaz v'Shalom, you're afraid because you have a taka aim from Hashem, so you're not so quick to make mistakes because you'll think twice. B'yira means reverence for one's teacher, according to some, that means, or again, that'll do. The ones who want aim is going, your Rebbe, so some for one year is going on, year of Shamayim Beliboy, Reish for year of Hashem. And the same you saw, these two things will help you. These two things will help you to obviously be careful in the friends of your not to joke around, treat it seriously, and the same thing not to make mistakes. Before the eighth thing is banova. Your person should be an onov, be humble, shval ruach, and therefore you won't be embarrassed to learn from everybody. As the Mishnah said before in Perek Dalet, is uchach olam mikolad. So if you have the meat of humble, you learn from everybody. I feel mikot mi menu, and that's what the Gemara says in Tainus. Why is Torah compared to water? To teach us, just like the water goes down, decline. It goes from a high place to a low place. So two person, the Torah is only nicknames when a person is ready to humble himself. So you have to have Mias Anava. That's the eighth thing. So today we did 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 6 things. It's Hashem will continue tomorrow.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.